Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Come on, it's been a long time coming, like the end of the world. Put it down for my niggas like a candy cold pearl. If you with it, come get it. There's enough to go around, such a universe for. You like the way the double sounds, I rub your back a little. This is the start like foreplay, keep listening. You move closer to my way, put your mind at ease. Watch your knees open up, by the end of this cut, I'm straight in your gut. But that's life, and the niggas gotta deal with it. I kept on rapping on my way.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining I Am Astrology Readings for episode number 6, This Little Light of Mine. On today's show, I will be talking about the planet Mars. I'm going to explain what it is, why you should know about it, what to do with it, and maybe at the end, try to give a few ideas on where you can focus it. But before I begin with that, I want to give a shout out to my oldest and dearest friend, Willie Upton. I really wasn't aware. I kind of started putting out the show on the same day. I got a little tied up last week, and I got a text from Willie talking about, "Hey man, what's up? Did you quit? Where's the next show?" He really don't realize, but he actually called out my Mars. So thanks, Willie Will. Now let's go. I had a conversation with someone about social media. The way they explained it to me, I had never heard it put like this before, which got me to thinking a little further. They said social media is like a campfire giving off heat. People need warmth and have trouble starting their own campfire. So they gather around someone who has their fire going. The hotter or bigger the flame, the more people. If your fire goes down, people will leave. So you have to constantly keep your fire lit. Your content is the campfire. Now you need to fuel the flames. Interesting. So are you thinking the fueling of the flames of the content stood out to me? Because I did start this off by talking about social media. I have an active account. I try to put out content on a regular. Some of you probably follow me on social media. Well, no, that's not the part that got me to thinking. What stood out to me is, why do people have trouble starting their own campfire? Maybe the reason this stood out to me more is because of the Wizard of Oz podcast. I had a few people reach out and ask me a question that was similar to each other, which leads me to today's topic. The question was, what do you do when you figure out you've been following someone else's yellow brick road? How do you find your own yellow brick road? This is not a simple question to answer. For me, it was a few things all put together. And when working with someone, and I only have a few minutes, and for the purpose of this podcast, the quickest answer is looking at the planet Mars in the chart. What you talking about, Willis? Mars? Yeah, Mars. Mars is what gets us out of bed in the morning. So if something will get you out of bed in the morning, it is one of the keys to you finding your yellow brick road. Other than being the fourth planet from the sun, what is Mars? Mars is an energy planet. It rules the energy that an individual uses to maintain him or herself. Why? Because each planet is assigned to one of the 12 houses in a chart. Mars rules the first house, which is the I Am house, the house of self. Even though you may have other planets ruling your first house because of the different rising signs, Mars is still connected with the first house. Again, I'm being real simple with this because it actually takes more than just Mars, but this is just a first step. On a side note, each sign rules a body part. Aries rules the head. Mars rules Aries. Where the head goes, the body will follow. The zodiac sign for Aries is the ram, but Mars is a warrior. Not like a modern day warrior that you see like in the army now, but a warrior like a gladiator. Think that movie 300, or like Brad Pitt's character, Achilles, in the movie Troy. So finding where your Mars is the key to finding your inner warrior, your 300, your Achilles. Now, Mars is the assertion of the self. Don't get it mistaken with willpower. All right. Now, it takes the planet Mars almost 2 years to orbit the sun. When this happens, we have a Mars return. Everyone is familiar with the first Mars return, but you know it by a different name. Have any of y'all ever heard of the Terrible Twos? This is the first Mars return, and this is the first assertion of the self. The emergence of the self is coming out with the word no. Mars, this is what I am. I can be no other. Now, what does Mars energy look like? By the way, the best way to learn astrology and stuff like this is imagine how the expression of keywords may appear, or imagine someone you know that's like this. Keywords dealing with Mars: hot, dry, male, force, competition, courage, daring, endurance, assertion, passion, anger, war. Now, imagine someone that you know doing these things. That's the expression of Mars energy. Now, Mars also is action. So, key words to think about with Mars and action, either or, yin and yang, would be passive or aggressive, win or lose, love or hate, fight or run, kill or be killed. Now, I just use the word yin and yang because all energy has a yin and yang expression. Actually, all energies have three expressions: overemphasized expression, underemphasized expression, and a balanced expression. Now, high expression of Mars energy would be the warrior, the survivor, the daredevil, and the pioneer. Low expression of Mars comes across as a bully, a reckless fool, or a warmonger. When you look at all those words, they have a main thing in common, theme. It's a type of force. Mars is your driving force energy to achieve your goals, whatever that may be. It's the desires that make you want to act. It's what makes you want to get out of bed in the morning. Now, if you're finding that getting out of bed in the morning is an issue, you just may have lost connection with your Mars. Remember, Mars is our inner fire. That fire never goes out. The pilot light is still lit. You just need to turn it up a little bit. Now, since Mars is the energy planet, it rules the energy someone uses to maintain themselves. And remember the close ties to the first house, the house of self. It's like the rising sign is the type of car you're driving. Are you driving a Dodge? Are you driving a Ford? Are you driving a Chevy? The sun is driving a car and the moon is sitting in the passenger seat. Mars is the type of gas you put in your car. Is it diesel fuel? Is it unleaded? Is it premium? Now, what would happen if you pull up in the gas station and you put the wrong gas into your car? You put diesel gas in an unleaded car. You won't be getting too far down that road. Besides getting out of bed, what is another sign that you have the wrong gas in your car? Negativity, disputes, arguments, resentment, and even illnesses. Just because you're not doing something with your Mars doesn't mean it's not doing something to you. Oh, it's going to express itself one way or the other. This is where free will comes in. What would you say is better? Letting Mars run amok, finding its own outlet with inappropriate people and situations manifesting? Or learning to channel this energy into productive and useful ways of expression? The great thing about this is you do have a choice. To make a conscious decision on channeling the positive expression of Mars, you need to know the house and sign of your Mars. The sign shows how, and the house shows where someone can find their real interest, sign, and assert themselves in this area, house. This shows the desires that motivate you to act. It shows your unique skills in taking the initiative, and with the personal assertion, with this personal assertion, it can be keys to your success. DJ Khaled, keys to success. It's your Mars. It's the process by which you can separate yourself from others. It shows where you can make an individual commitment that will inspire you in productive ways. It's where you will find your courage, your warrior, your drive to dare to do something to win or lose. Why should everybody want to find this? Because you will find your joyous independence and renewed physical energy. You will be waking up out of bed before your alarm even goes off.
So let's run through the signs real quick. Well, the elements. If you find that you have your Mars and an Earth sign, you are asserting through concrete and measurable achievements, patience and efficiency, objectivity, resourcefulness, purposefulness. If your Mars is in Taurus, you like physical and sensory activities, massage, painting, modeling, gardening. Virgo, you like useful actions, practical, analytical, and dealing with details, structured finding problem solving, organizing, volunteering. Capricorn, you like personal accountability. You like to work hard. Make long-term plans. You know, you like corporate structure and taking charge. That's Earth. If your Mars is in a fire sign, Leo, Sag, Aries, you like direct physical action, you know, taking initiative. You like strong power. You need to find like a sparring partner or a competitor. You know, Aries, you like competition and challenges. So to get your warrior going, find a competition. Leo, you like to take center stage or leadership roles. Find something you could do that with. Sag, you like fighting for the bigger cause, a goal. You know, knowledge that is broadens one's perspective, mixed with, you know, philosophy. You know, fire sign, you'd like to inspire, you know. Leos, y'all could look like musical production with like dance and singing. So when you can get in front of stages, Aries, you know, join a gym. Start taking some boxing or something like that. That will ignite your fire. If you're an air sign, your Mars is asserting through ideas and communication. You know, you move by ideas, link thoughts with action. You can have ingenious ideas when it comes to action. If your Mars is in Gemini, you like power of analysis, asserting the mind in a clever way. You like challenging the way of thinking, mental games, treasure hunts, searching and researching, and sharing ideas. Libras, Mars and Libra, you like balancing things, making ugly things beautiful, putting things in order, in an artistic sense, because, you know, Libra is ruled by Venus, the planet of art and beauty. So y'all like beautifying things, bringing balance to things. And Aquarius, Mars and Aquarius, like cutting edge ideas and technology and innovation and experimenting with ideas. Also, you could be like fighting for others. Finding a way to fight for others can be a way to ignite your Mars. And if your Mars is in a water sign, which other than Scorpio, it may not like, because Mars is a hot planet and you're submerging it in water. But if your Mars is in water, you assert yourself through emotions. So getting instincts and emotional power, persistence and intuitions, you know, you connect your feelings or with action. So it for someone who has their Mars in a water sign, it is really key that you get in touch with your emotional body. Because that actually controls your action. If your Mars is in Cancer, you have your intuition is to understand others' emotions. You can, and you know, so you have a gift that, you know, you can connect with others emotionally, and support groups and supporting people. Also, I've met a lot of cancer chefs, and that's, you know, feeding the emotional body. If your Mars is in Scorpio, you like to master impossible things that require controlled, channeled energy. You might like dirty dancing, tantra, yoga, breath work, things that you have to control energy, emotional energy. Mars and Scorpio really could get into. And of course, if your Mars is in Pisces, the arts, music, love, being of service to the collective, you have a way to connect with the deeper consciousness and be a little bit more analytical. You could find a way to bring that to the forefront. Again, that is just the signs. You also got to place this stuff in houses. The way I think about astrology, you know, those locks, those padlocks, not the circle ones, but the ones that have the three numbers, 0 through 9, and you have to put the number, right number, to open the lock, 375. That's astrology. And to open a lock, you have to put those numbers in together and find the connection. I would like to thank you for joining me for episode number 6, This Little Light of Mine. Don't forget, you can always contact me to help you with your chart. If you want me to help you with your Mars, you can, or if you have any question, you can find me at iamastrologyreadings.com. Also, same name on all the social media. I also do custom t-shirts. One of my signature shirts is the clock shirt with your time set to your sun, moon, and rising sign. I also do other astrology type shirts and metaphysics type shirts. That can all be found on my website under the P-Dub collection on the website. Lastly, I would like to thank everyone who has tuned in and supported the show up until now. Thanks, and as always, know thyself and balance your energy. I'ma stand on my own like a man, but still bust rap if I didn't have one fan. One man band, bringing you to new solar system. Been blessed at birth, that means the Lord made me gifted. Get lifted from the sound of the bass of the boom. You could be the super friends, I'll be the legion of doom. You could battle for control of the sun to the planet. Go blow for blow, step back, assess this damage. I'm warning you, I'm sharp, I got this pinpoint accuracy. You're sick now, in the past these niggas tried to laugh at me. But actually, no time to hold no bitch ass grub. What's this, when you see me nigga, can't show love. It goes on and on, rain, sleet, hell or snow. You niggas can't fuck with me, there it is and now you know. You niggas can't fuck with me. I be the P to the double E. I don't care what you suckers say, cause I'ma make my money anyway. You niggas can't fuck with me. I be the P to the double E. I don't care what you suckers say, cause I'ma make my money. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.